This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, we are here this morning celebrating a successful year learning the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what better time to celebrate this than this beautiful month of Ramadan. This morning, I wanted to mention 2 points. Okay, 2 points, and I want you to remember them as you go home and you spend your summer and plan your time for the next year. The 2 points may seem unrelated, but they're related. One has to do with Google Maps, and the other has to do with monkeys. I'm not kidding. I'm going to tell you something about Google Maps and something about monkeys. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, imagine you are in a place that you're not so familiar with, and now you need to get directions. So you're driving. I don't know if you drive, hopefully not, but you're driving, and you need to get directions. So what do? You pull out your Google Maps or Waze, and now you put the address, right? Then when you put the address, where do you put the phone? Maybe in your lap, maybe you'll put it in, on the dashboard, you'll hang it with something so you can look at the phone, right? And now you start driving, you're driving the car, and after a little while, the Waze or Google Maps goes, in 0.2 miles, turn right. Yeah? Or if it turn left. And let's say if you are, you are somewhere that you are north and you need to go south, it'll say, in 1 mile, take I-95 south. And then you take I-95 south if you need to go south, right? Yeah. Now, just imagine this person, two people. Imagine this one guy who says, okay, I need to go, from this place. He puts his address on the Google map. And then when he puts the address, guess what he does? He takes his phone and puts it in the trunk. What? I know. He'll say, what? Why would you do that? Why would you put the phone in the trunk? If you want to follow the phone to get to your destination, you need to put it where? In front of you so you can look at it. Now what about this other person who says, fine, I'll put it in front of me. And then he's trying to go south, or he's supposed to go south. The Google Map says, in 0.2 miles, take exit for I-95 south. And the person says, I don't want to go south. I want to go north. I know, crazy, isn't it? He says, no, I want to go. The Google Map says, in 200 feet, turn right. And he says, oh, no, I don't feel like turning around. Turn left. Does that make sense?
No.
It doesn't make sense. So what do? You put the phone in front of you, and you follow what the phone says, yeah? Well, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us something very similar about the Qur'an. He says that the Qur'an is one that intercedes for the person in front of Allah. And he will request Allah to put a person, to elevate his status, to put them in Jannah. And it is a litigant that really tries its best to argue for you. Okay, and then he says, here's the point. He says, whoever puts the Qur'an in front of him, and of course follows it, the Qur'an will lead him to Jannah. But whoever puts the Qur'an behind their back, the Qur'an drags them into the hellfire. So what does that mean? How is it like the Google Maps? Well, we as Muslims, we have Quran as our Google Maps. What do you think is our destination?
Jannah.
The Quran we put on the Quran. We want to go to Jannah, and the Quran is now. If we put it in front of us and we follow it, it will lead us to our destination. So, what does that mean? How does Quran lead us to our destination? Well, the Qur'an leads us to our destination because, you see, when you're really mad, when you're really mad and somebody's bothered you and teased you and you wanna get mad at them, well, before you start emptying out the four-letter dictionary, we shouldn't do that anyways, but before you do that, you remember that, oh, the Quran says you should say good things. And at that point you say, oh, although I'm mad, I'm gonna listen to the Quran. It's telling me to turn right. I'm gonna turn right because if I wanna get to Jannah, I'm not gonna get mad at people. Your parents tell you to do a chore in the house and you really don't feel like doing it. And at that time, what do you wanna say? You wanna say, oh no, do it. I wanna do it. No, no, no. Well, at that time, you think to yourself, the Quran is like my GPS, it's gonna get me to Jannah. The Quran tells me I have to be very kind to my parents, I have to listen to them. So if I say I'm not gonna do what the Quran says, I'm not gonna get to Jannah, I've got somewhere else where I don't wanna go. I feel, for example, you are not happy that somebody said something to you or did something to you. You are with your friends and you want to vent. You want to talk about your friend or your family because you're so mad at what they do. At that point, you can either do that or the Quran tells you that, look, you don't backbite anybody. You don't talk negatively about anybody behind their back. You don't do that. So now again, at that time, the Quran is telling you to go this way. If you have the Quran in front of you, and if you do what the Quran tells you to do, you will get to Jannah. But if you say at that time, I'm so mad, I'm still going to backbite. I'm just going to vent. I'm going to talk about that person. Well, at that point, if you do that, then you are not following the Quran, and you may end up in the wrong place, not at your destination, which is Jannah. So that's the first point, that the Quran is like, to us, it's our Google Maps, our ways in life. But we have to make sure that we follow it. Now the second point, what was the second point? Monkeys, yeah, monkeys. Oh, you can make a monkey sound? That's so funny. Okay, so I want to share a story with you. There were these scientists. What they did was, they were doing an experiment, yeah? They had three monkeys in a room. They locked three monkeys in a room, and they were watching them with a video camera. In the room, there was a high ceiling like this, yeah? A high ceiling. And what they did was, at the ceiling, this was maybe 12 to 13 feet high, close to the ceiling, there were a whole bunch of bananas. And monkeys love bananas, yeah? So there were those bananas, and then they had this pole that you could climb up to get to the bananas. Now, if this, let's say the ceiling is 12 feet high, after about 10 feet on the pole, there was a little sensor. And if you go through the sensor, if the sensor sees somebody's next to them, what would happen? Cold water would fall on that person, or whoever that would try to go, cold water would be squirted at that person. Yeah, they had this thing set up, a little water fountain kind of a thing, that as soon as you go through the sensor at feet number 10, after 10 feet, you would get hit with cold water. But if you kind of went through that, you know, that sensor, then you could get to the bananas. Okay? So, what happens? The three monkeys in the room, they say, oh, we want to get to the bananas. So monkey number one, he goes up, 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 up. And as soon as he hits the sensor after 10 feet, what happens? He gets squirted with cold water. And he's like, oh, man. And he comes back down. And he's like, Then the monkey number two says, I'm going to try next. Monkey number two goes up. At feet number 10, when he reaches 10 feet, he hits the sensor. What happens? Cold water falls on him, and he's like, oh, he comes back down. Monkey number three tries the same thing. He gets it with the cold water also.